Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Per new protocols now, this is the disclaimer that bad language happens on this show. I repeat, bad language on this show. Bad language on this show. Tune out.
That's right. It is Gunwash News time. Please hide your children if you are afraid of the language that might take place. However, I know that Armando and myself have pledged that we will try to not curse if possible.
I'm not going to curse at all.
He's that guy, right? We slip once in a while. Well, let me tell you something, Gunwash listener. This is not often that we get to do a show like this. It is sounds and sounds and sounds and sounds and sounds. And if that's what you're into, then you might as well stay tuned, because that's on Gunwash coming up next.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
This is amazing.
What a week. What a week. And I say, you know, it's interesting. I like to say I get stressed on Thursday evenings, Armando, because I fear as though maybe I come here and I'm...
This is a stress relief for me.
I feel, you know, it's so true. I say, I come in and I say, you know, I'll try, and I feel as though maybe I will be tired and fatigued. And yet, the act of coming here actually gives me energy. Well, and for that, I am thankful.
For me... Thursday nights are Monday mornings.
There you go. And it's true. We are getting down to work, but how else can I say that here in the Gunwash environment, it is so, so, so energetic that I feel very blessed and thankful to be here. Well, it is a very, very, very important week here on Gunwash. We finally get to do some stuff with sounds and basically nothing but that. The one Paul Rothman, who is a musician, designer, and engineer, and maker of things in electronics, will be joining us. And he comes from an organization that really pushes the limits with sound. And the making of sound, and not just that, but other things involved.
I'm ready.
Yeah. And there goes my radio intro.
What's up with your hat?
Yeah, I know. It's the first time you're seeing me wearing like a beanie, right? Well, listen, we do have the full crew. Spiffington is in studio, and you know, of course, you can find us here every week, Thursday, 9 p.m. on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and we do also broadcast live on Gunwash.com. We're here at Roberta's. It's the most important pizza in America, as I say, right? And very special thanks to Jack and Odetta, of course, for putting us on. And listen, live call-ins, 718-497-2128. I know someone...
And that reminds me...
Yeah, what does it remind you of, Armando's? Hello.
It reminds me to actually, like, text one of my famous friends.
Yeah, okay, so maybe we get a little famous call-in, and that would be just fine. Well, listen, we got a lot to get to. Paul, you're my pal. You're here. I just met you. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, and
thanks
we're
going to...
Listen, thanks for coming, because... Getting out here is a whole thing, and I see that you've brought a whole smorgasbord of modular electronic items.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we certainly will get into that. Make sure you stay tuned here on Gunwash. We're going to go to Spliffington for just a few minutes, and we'll be back in just a moment. Make sure you go to Gunwash.com. It's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's on all the things you can get. And we'll be back in just a few, guys.
That's right. The planet is mine. It must be all right.
This is Kix the motherfucking killer with Gunwash Radio, and we're out here carrying.
That's right. What the planet is really happening?
This is Trill Spice, and you're listening to Gunwash. And the planet is dead.
Hey, this is Nick Mastodon, and I'm listening. Okay. That's it. Donezo.
That was a good joke.
But you know what's so funny, Armando? I was talking to someone last week. I have to actually say, this is a real actual
thing.
Who was
he talking to?
Well, no. This is actually like a real thing. So I went to dinner with a pal of mine's sister. She works for one of the marketing agencies that Vice owns, right? And she says, so we're going to do something for blah, blah, blah client. And we go to hit up these Vine guys. Keep in mind, and by the way, Paul, who's in studio, he went to NYU. He went to Tisch and Steinhardt also, and he can speak to this. Because me personally, Paul and Armando, I went to film school for like, you know, $100,000.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned that.
Exactly. These marketing agencies, they pay Vinas... The people that do
viners,
vinas,
vinistas.
These vinas, vinistas, they're paying them like $40,000 per vine.
That's
a lot.
No, let me tell you, because I went to film school before the internet really happened,
the internet happened.
Well, but the internet had happened, and people who knew about it knew about it. If you're really into anime, then yeah, the internet was popping at that time. But like, you know, other than that. There wasn't. Other than that, we were still shooting full length features.
Well, don't you think
the dawn of YouTube, right?
Exactly.
10 years ago,
exactly. When I was a sophomore, YouTube started really, really, really coming up.
But don't you think the new conflict nowadays that students are facing are like, you know, they're using Vine for their homework assignments?
You know what? I got to tell you something. You may be right. I really think we're getting to a point, and I know Howard Stern says it, but content is king. Everyone can get Vine. If your stuff is good, it's good. If it's not good, it's not good. But, you know, we talk about guys like Nick Mastodon who've been on the show, guys like Nick Gallo.
Hi, this is Matt Sukar, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio in Brooklyn.
Or even
guys like Matt Sukar who've been on the show, who've been extremely successful making 1 minute or 30 second movies.
1,000+ likes.
If these guys get approached by a marketing agency, by the way, they don't have, like, Matt Sukar doesn't talk to these people, they have agents. There's agents. You know how Bill Murray has an agent?
Yeah, I used to have an agent before.
Yes. You have an agent because you're a special case. But you know how, like, Tom Cruise... Not Tom Cruise. Shaka Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, the actor. Like, he'll have an agent.
Yeah.
Nick Gallo and Nick Massa, they have agents.
I'm surprised.
They don't even talk to Nick Gallo. They talk to someone that works for Nick Gallo and they say, listen... He will make a Vine for your client for $40,000. And they really, really, really do this.
Well, their paperwork is legit.
Their paperwork is legit.
It's a great story.
As Jack gives me the move on.
I want to hear sounds.
Like, yeah, I want to hear sounds too. But you know what, Jack? Listen, hey, we don't get to move on to this until we wish you, for the second time, a very happy birthday.
I will not accept that.
Why will you not accept that?
Because we did the birthday episode.
Okay, but
already.
You're 29, and we need to make sure that what did you do? It seems as though... says here on the old outline.
It was major.
You had your first sleepover.
We'll get back to that at the end of the show. I have a song that we'll play for Mondo's segment. We'll do that later.
Ah,
so
okay.
Let's postpone that.
Fair enough. And what can I say? I can't go against production. Well, tonight on Gunwash, if you are joining us, we are here with the one. What did you say?
These chicks are kind of hot, Jeremy said.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you broadcast live from Roberta's. A lot of hot girls. Well, we did bring our very, very special friend. By the way, he's like a friend of a friend and deeper
I met him
into
once.
It. Yeah, his name is Paul Rothman. Paul, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
And hello, Paul,
up,
to
buddy?
You and
good to
all our Gunwash listeners. He is welcome here and part of our family and situation going on right now. In fact,
what are we looking at the table?
Well, you know, I see a smorgasbord of electronic items. And yep. Paul, would you like to explain what we're looking at here?
Sure. Yeah, so what we have on the table here are a bunch of electronic modules.
Yeah.
They snap.
Well, I'm sorry, what's a module?
A module in our case, or we also call them bits, and it's a circuit board that has some function. In this case, we're talking about synthesizers, so like an oscillator, a filter, a delay.
Yeah.
A speaker, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so each one of these modules, it has a magnetic connector with an input and output. And so you can snap them together and chain them and like create your own basically like synthesizer architectures in all different sorts of configurations.
So this particular... So this particular synthesizer, let's say,
yeah,
has been constructed in sort of a, plug-and-play sort of way.
Yes.
They're magnetically put together.
And they just snap together. You don't need to know anything about electronics, and you can kind of design your own instrument by just putting them together.
Do you think that's weird for you, for someone who knows about music and stuff? Or do you think, like, hey, why not? Let's just make sounds.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's... exactly, yeah. Just make sounds. And it's a different way to think about it. I mean, we've sent these kits out and got feedback from, like, people like Brian Eno, Hans Zimmer.
Okay.
Like, big... cats.
What did Brian Eno say? I mean, listen, we'll get into exactly.
Rectech has a cat named Eno. How about that?
That's well, listen, true. That's I mean,
I
listen,
met that cat.
And by the way, I saw pre-interview. Paul asked if Eno was still alive. Jack,
answer is yes.
I haven't seen Eno in maybe 6 or 7 years.
You know, Nat just moved, and I just drove Eno to the new apartment, so I can verify.
That warms my heart to
bless
hear he's still causing
soul.
Trouble.
Yeah, Eno, bless his soul. So, we are looking at something, and I know it's because, you know, Rectech was on the show a couple months ago, and he did bring a couple little bits.
Oh, okay.
Not actual little bits.
Okay.
Oh, I thought they were.
No.
Well, okay, what are little bits?
So Little Bits is basically, it's a library. So we have over 60 different modules. Each one has a different function, and they snap together. So, you know, what we're going to be looking at is just the synth kit stuff. So that's the stuff that focuses on synthesis and making instruments. But we have, you know, dozens of other modules that do other things like light up or like motors that move, sensors. So you can like build all that stuff into your synthesizer. If you want to make a synth that is light controlled or motion controlled or pressure controlled or anything like that, you can mix and match all these modules in different sorts of configurations and build really crazy stuff.
So if we were talking about stuff that wasn't involved with sound, there's other stuff you could do too. Mechanical things,
yeah,
things
you
that
can
lift,
build
things that go down, up, to the side, da 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 da.
Right, like robotics kind of stuff. We have a programmable module. You can like write code and have it run programs. We have a module that connects to the internet, so you could press a button and then it would automatically like send a tweet out if you wanted to.
Wow.
It connects, you know, basically all
this, amazing.
All this physical stuff to the internet.
Paul, for people out there that are makers,
yes,
you know, people that make synthesizers or people that make small machines or things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
What is cool about first of all, like, Little Bits is a company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company. It's not a popsicles and paste.
Yeah, we're not in a garage.
Right. It's a company
anymore.
Right. So for those people out there who are makers,
yeah,
what is it that Little Bits offers that's really really unique and good?
Yeah, I mean, so what we offer is a way to like experiment and a prototype really quickly. A lot of times you're building something, you're wiring things, you're soldering. It takes a while
sure.
to like just get something going. And then to iterate on that, it's kind of a pain in the ass because you have to desolder stuff or
right.
you're building,
right.
you're designing things as you're building it. With this, everything is basically like packaged into a functional module. And then, you know, you can just experiment and play and try different things and see what works and what doesn't. And just kind of just like really quickly move along until you get that thing that gets you excited.
You know, it's like a prefabrication.
I want to experiment first.
I know, you want to experiment. And you know, it's like for those people out there who want to make things, but feel that the I mean, it's listen, everything gets easier, right? As we grow into technology, we're finding solutions. Well, no, let me tell you something. You think this is confusing? Get a soldering iron and a fucking everything else and see if you can put stuff like this together. What Little Bits has done is it has made you, Armando,
I'm looking,
able to proto something to show the basic functionality of it quickly without spending too much time or money. And I think, since we're talking about the sound stuff specifically, Jack, we might as well try sound stuff, right?
Please.
Okay,
you
want to
hear
cool.
some stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, our show originally started as like a spaced out sounds kind of show. Do you want to do something?
Why is it pink?
Well, it's color coded, right? So we've got different modules. Don't be afraid of pink. It's okay, Armando.
Yeah, pink is great.
We've got different color modules. So like you'll see at the beginning of this chain, there's a blue one. That's power, right? And so all of these modules here, they control the output, which is the thing that like does something in the world. So in this case, it's a speaker just putting out sound. Other output modules that we have are things like motors or LEDs. It's basically like it's something that you interact with as a human being. And then everything in between are the things that control those. And those are the inputs. And those inputs are pink. And then we've got another category, which are orange, and those are wire modules. So those kind of like manipulate the signal in different ways. You can like split, you can branch and do different kinds of stuff. So
Paul, if you're not generally acquainted with electronic, could you pick this up?
Yes, can, absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you can.
But for
I mean,
what? Just to do what you mentioned about, you know, making gadgets or.
Yeah, I mean, you can build kind of whatever you want. If you want to make some sort of gadget that beeps and buzzes or...
Remember that game Kinects?
Kinects?
Yeah, it's like Kinects. You like
oh,
build
like the
stuff.
Plastic... Yeah,
yeah
like plastic
is,
structures
This
and
is
stuff.
Like that, except it does things.
It's For electronic.
Example, yeah, like Armando, like if I wanted something that picked up my mail from the mailbox... Or from my inbox and dropped it on my desk and opened it.
And you can program that piece of material right here for that.
I mean, technically, you could do whatever. I mean, there's a certain weight limit on things. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean you can make stuff like, you know, recently we made something for our holiday party in our office, which was a robotic bartender. So not like a humanoid bartender. It wasn't like a guy with a head and arms mixing drinks, but it was a bunch of like bottles upside down with servo motors connected to valves. And then you could, you know, we connected an app that we wrote to our cloud module, and basically you hit a button and it would dispense the proper amount of fluids to make that cocktail.
So as you can see, the sky's the limit,
exactly.
So to speak, with these things.
Yeah.
But tonight, you've brought mostly sound stuff, which is appropriate for what we like to do. And what exactly are we looking at here?
Yeah, so I figured for the radio, it would be more interesting to hear stuff than to not see stuff and have us talk about it. So,
absolutely.
You're welcome. So here, I'll just turn on a circuit. Let me raise the volume here.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to play with this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta hit the mixer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Take two.
Yeah. Oh, you're running this through? Oh. See, now what we have here, Armando, is actual square waves.
We got a sequence running.
Yeah. Now, what is a sequence?
So a sequence, we've got these four notes that are repeating over and over again, right?
I'm following.
You can hear those notes,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So those four notes, and I can change the envelope. So now it's really short and punchy, maybe Kraftwerkian.
Kraftwerkian. Okay,
and then I've got my filter here. Changing the timbre a bit. Gets it a little liquidy sounding.
Jack is really mean. Jack is really mean.
And then let me turn on the delay. Yep. So now we're doubling the sound there. I can turn the feedback on the delay way up. Whoa. I hope people's minds are being blown on this.
Mine is.
Whoa. Hey, Jack, you hear this?
Yeah. Jack can't do this.
Yeah, he can. He just needs a little bit of a... He needs to get acquainted with the little bits. What control are you pressing now? What's
so this is the delay. So I've cranked the feedback all the way up so that the delay is feedbacking on itself. And now it's just running wild.
How do you know which one's which?
He's an expert.
So each one of these knobs, it's got like a little, it's got a little label on it. So this is the time control. So now I'm reversing time.
I mean, this guy's out of this world. Paul.
Yes.
Paul, that was that's the reason we got into radio. So. That's the reason we got into this, and I think that's Armando, you're not.
I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. Okay.
I got more sounds.
Well, we're gonna do more.
That was all right. All right. That was a warm up.
I want you to keep playing this the whole night.
I want to hear more, but I also want to
now.
I want to understand it a little deeper. I'm not gonna make
you want to break it down
a little deeper. Okay. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to Spliffington for a few minutes. Everyone that's out there right now, we're on Gunwash. Our pal Paul Rothman is here. He's a really, really great designer and musician, but also does research and development for Little Bits. And he's playing some sounds for us, and we're going to be right back in just a few minutes with some more sounds and even more to come. Spliffington, please pull up music. Thank you.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy Ben Roby of Ninja Sonic, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
I've seen it in the air, bro. That's that nigga in Hollywood and shit. Fuck that nigga, dog. OGG. Hey, bro. I mean, you don't think that nigga really getting no money, right? I mean, he ain't really fucking home, right? Well, damn. Bitch, you guessed it. You was right. God damn, boy, that nigga Matt been never called, bro. I've seen that nigga everywhere, bro. This ain't even Hollywood and shit. Fuck that nigga, dog.
OGG.
Hey, bro. I mean, you don't think that nigga really getting no money, right? I mean, he ain't really fucking poor, right? Well, damn. Bitch, you guessed it. You was right. Bitch, you guessed it. Come on. Fuck nigga on sight. Bitch, you guessed it. Still in that place. And I'm flexing. Bitch, you guessed it. I'm still with my niggas. Come in Texas. OGG. Bitch, you guessed it. Walking around with extra in my pockets. Bitch, you next to us. Why the fuck are you next to us?
Hey.
Bitch, you should come test us. I see what you rocking and bitch, you can't dress with us. See what your bitch look like and nigga, I wasn't impressing it. Fuck nigga, come and talk it out. Fuck nigga, we ain't talking it out. What the fuck we finna talk about? All we know is that moolah, Benji's, Franklin's, and that Guala, Fetty, Mendes. Bunch of niggas. Running my checkup, I think I'm with Nike on screen. Shush, y'all couldn't hear me? Bitch, you guess it. You was motherfucking right. Bitch, you guess it.
Hey.
Still with my niggas and we flexing.
Hey.
Bitch, you guess it.
Hey. I bought my bitch a Birkin bag so she can hold my fucking strap. That bitch be heavy in my pants and I don't even like the sack. I'm going hard. Sniffing out the fucking plate. My mama tried to make me dinner, but I already ate. These bitches lie. I see the molly in her eyes. Plus, I made the play. Boy, I'm mad and right. I can't eat no breakfast. Fall asleep at intersections. Stole a Smith and Wesson. I hope he up with that. Man, lay low when you dip. When you see him, let it rip. When you hit him, boy, let's dip out my big coast. Let's take a trip. I'ma call me a singer. I'ma
Thank you. My name's Andy Holt, and you're listening to Gunwash. Blow.
My name is Philip Joseph Gilmore, and I'm on Gunwash.
Yeah, and wonderful, 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 wonderful. Every time I see Mr. Phil Gill outside on the street. That reminds me, guys, you know, Jack went to Momo Sushi for his birthday. I think Phil Gill was on the radio.
Really?
Yeah. What's going on, Jack? What's next? What's next? What's next? Are we going to play music? Are we going to talk? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I think we'll play more sound.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Play it.
Well, listen, thank God we're on Gunwash. And, of course, the one Paul Rothman is here. Now, Paul. Paul. Jack mentioned maybe you do have actually like a seat, like an actual, like, not a, I won't say a beat, but a thing, like some music that you're going to play through these things.
Some music that you, what I did was not music?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the one.
I don't know if I should be offended.
Well, I'm not the one setting the bar.
All right.
I'm just telling you, I've heard, besides just playing some random sounds through your little pits.
Those were not random.
Through your little pits.
No, I worked really hard on that.
No, you did work really hard on them, but I heard there's something you worked even hard on. Harder on.
Hard on.
Whoa. You're gross.
I'm gross.
Well,
right,
I wouldn't go that far, but I've hooked up my laptop to some of the synth kit modules here. We have some modules that aren't yet released yet.
Oh.
That the people of the world are really interested in.
Dub plates.
Now,
and, yeah.
Listen, the very important dub plates, because that's what we're getting right now. But is it true that there's some Korg action involved?
Oh, yeah. So this whole kit that we did, it's the synth kit, as we call it, and that was done with Korg. So the very awesome, very famous, I believe, 50-year-old music technology company, Korg, based in Japan.
Incoming, Azel.
Oh, wow. Hello, you're on Gunwash. What, Azel, where are you calling from?
Yo, my dude. Guys?
Oh, my God, I miss you so much. I can't even hold it.
What's going on, my guys? Oh, I want to come through and show with you guys soon, man. I haven't heard from you in that long.
Well,
wait,
listen,
is this a non-synth-related call?
Is this a non-synth-related call? Talk to me about sound.
Fuzzy for some reason.
Say what?
It sounds that fuzzy, the phone call.
Well,
oh, let's try to fix that. Go ahead, Paul. Fix that.
We're working on the call right now. I feel like it's getting a little better. 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 Is that better? 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 Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I want to cuddle with you, Azel. Forever!
Yo, it's just sounding like static for some reason.
Don't you want to hold my hand? Don't you want to hold my hand?
Yes, I would love to hold your hand.
Okay.
What's up, Josh? How you been, man?
Well, I don't know. I've been a little bit sad. Armando's here. Say hello, our bald dude. Oh.
I was with Azel the other day. He tried to choke my butthole.
Yo, motherfuckers, he tried to throw dirt in my name, son. Y'all niggas know who I am, son. Tell them that I'm the truth.
Yo,
Azel.
Motherfuckers, he tried to throw dirt on my name, my nigga. But I'm like a seed, yo. You throw the most dirt you throw on my name, the more I grow, motherfucker.
Hey, you want to know something? Why don't you stop saying people throw dirt on your name and just relax and be yourself and be yourself, motherfucker.
Yo, it sounds that staticky for some reason. I can't hear you when you say it, Aaron.
Oh, really? Let's work on that a little bit. Here, let's add a little more static to that. Sorry. I do love Azel very, very much.
I love him so much.
Ooga, shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I love him. We gotta go.
Thank you guys, man. I gotta come through.
Yeah, well, listen, okay, why don't you set something up in production? I gotta go. Well, that was out to the one Azel Jones in the Lower East Side. I love this guy. But right now, we gotta place homes.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Sorry, Paul. We just had to have a little side conversation there.
That was interesting.
You helped us with this.
That was interesting.
You helped us with this.
And Paul, speaking of help, how can you help me play with this?
Well, here, check this out.
I want to play a little tiny bit.
Swing around.
He's going to swing around. Look at this.
We're going to do a little
studio. You said swing.
Yeah.
All right. So here, try that one. Try that knob out.
Oh, there we go. Armando, try out a little Armando.
This is Armando. Wow.
Armando on the synth kit.
You can't have double?
You can't have double?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Like, you know.
Ooh. We're doing a duet now. It's me and Armando. The future is now.
Like how that? Talented are you, Armando, wow. With Paul?
Giorgio Moroder right there.
I mean, really?
Our tour starts next week.
Absolutely.
Check us out.
Armando.
He did it right. Yeah. So, Paul.
Yes.
By the way, unbelievable opus.
Hey, a more reasonable caller, Rectech on the line.
Hey, Rectech, the one Rectech mission. Calling it live.
How are you?
Hey.
Don't sound so sad.
I just wanted to say hi to the Roth man. What's
hey,
up?
How's it going?
Let's see if Rectech hears the same static.
Rectech, are you hearing the same static that the one Azel kid said he heard, or are you hearing just fine? Because I feel like you're hearing just fine.
I'm hearing a little bit of static on your voice, but you're naturally boisterous. All that
right,
be that.
Fair enough.
Let's try this.
Yeah, and I know what that is. I know what those pitch sweeps are.
What am I doing?
And let me say, I purchased the Little Bit Synth Starter Kit, and I'm very happy with it.
Awesome. Well, you'll be even more excited when you know the new stuff that's coming out. Hopefully within a couple of months.
I'm looking forward to the MIDI input module, which I hear on the way.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting in gear with production pretty soon, and I actually have it. I can do a little demo.
Yeah, Paul. While you're getting your demo ready, what are some of the things you are going to do with Little Bits to help people like Rectech? I mean, what's the coming up in a couple of months, more specifically? Or do you want to just play and let it rip?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, fair enough.
Bye. See, Rectech's an advanced caller, though. He knew what that sound was.
Right.
Azel just thought it was static.
So this is the bleep drum. So this is a new module. I don't know if anybody knows the great Dr. Bleep of Bleep Labs. So they're based out in Austin, Texas, and they make really rad musical instruments. And so we did a collaboration with them, which is what you're hearing now. This is like 8-bit drum module.
Yeah, and as we know, a lot of great stuff coming from Texas, as we learned last week and the week before that.
So you've got a couple different sounds. You've got kick, clap, snare, tom, good stuff that you can program. So I'm controlling this via MIDI from Ableton Live. And then that little sequence coming. So this is all coming from the computer, so you can kind of, you can get your Ableton set up, your whatever, Logic, all that stuff connected to Little Bits, and now you have like real supreme control. So as opposed to like, you know, having a small keyboard or the small sequencer that comes in the kit, you can get super pro, hook it up to your laptop, hook it up to your MIDI keyboard. We've got another module that's CV, so like if you got analog synth, you can control your analog synthesizers. So you can get your whole studio involved, connected with the synth kit.
So for those makers or producers out there who are relying only on their laptops, now you can have unlimited modular control over the sounds.
Let's just let this rock for a minute.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Go.
Uh-oh.
I throw a lot of parties. Sometimes. And sometimes I'm like, no one there. But how can I do a sick party with like something like this?
You just gotta set up. I mean, do you play music?
Sometimes.
So I mean, all you need a kit. You need a couple of modules. Snap them together. Instant party.
Yeah, it's like you could play music, Armando. And
I get it, Aaron.
Okay.
But I was just trying to see, like,
if you can like turn some knobs. Your goals.
I'm not mad, but I'm just wondering how can someone could create something. Like, can you use that with a projector as well?
Interesting question. Not yet. I'll say that. I'll say not yet. We don't have a projector module or anything like that, but it's a ever-growing library. So who knows what 2015 holds
for
you.
Very forward-thinking, Armando. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Aaron
He's really pushing the boundaries.
Well, Aaron
got
mad at me for a second. Like, I didn't know, so I just, like,
What are you... That? I'm not even gonna go there.
Well, you had that face, brother.
You guys want to hear some, like, kind of dubby...
Yes.
Let's see. I'm gonna turn... We got this drum beat. I'm gonna turn the delay up. Let's see how dubby we can get.
The one call, Rob.
Dame Dash, I'm still my man Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood, boys.
All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, listen. I have to say, Paul, I'm quite impressed. And to answer your question, Armando, it was not a questioning of your skills to DJ. It's an excitement for you to use these tools to make your music something bigger.
I agree.
Bravo to Paul Rothman. That was unbelievable. And I'm extremely... Look, I understand you're probably a musician. You probably have your own music.
I dabble.
You dabble, right? Let me move this fucking thing.
I know. What's up with that? It looks like a jungle.
Yeah, well, sometimes we have more guests in here than...
Hazel just tweeted at us, mad static.
Well, you know what? All press is good press. Now, Paul.
Yes.
I feel as though, you know, if you make music or you make art or something like this, you know, these machines, these modular pieces, the little bits, they could go into that. But is it something that you really, really believe in? In other words, you work for little bits, but it seems as though you're into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, this is my jam.
Yeah, you're into it. You have the inside scoop. You can take these machines and do the things that we wish we could do because you're early on everything.
I want to jump in with something, a prompt here.
Absolutely.
So, Paul, for our listeners, what makes this better than your VST that you might use that might do something similar?
Oh, well, you know, to each his own. I'll say to each his own. But what I can say is that these modules are hands-on. They're analog, so you're getting that really rich sound. The filter that we have, I don't know if there's any like synth enthusiast listening, but the filter that we have in this kit, it's based on the filter from the Korg MS-20, famous classic analog synthesizer from the late 70s, early 80s, which they did recently recreate. It sounds rad. But yeah, basically it's unlike anything else really, in music, as far as if I may say so myself. You know, it allows you to think about creating sound design in a totally unique way. There's nothing else out there that's like, oh, well, the synth is set up like this, and then I want to put the delay in the middle of the signal chain, and I'm going to put this filter at the end. You know, you buy a synthesizer, you play it how the designer envisioned it, right? So it comes with a certain kind of architecture, and then the signal flows a certain way, and you twist the knobs, and that's great. But with this, it's like you can do crazy stuff that you can't do with anything else. You could put a sequencer at the end of the chain, where normally it's like controlling an oscillator. You can put it at the end. You can put a delay controlling an oscillator. You can have a delay controlling a filter. Whatever crazy stuff you can think up, you know, you can toss it together. Maybe it'll sound cool. Maybe it'll sound like crap. And you can just take it apart and put it back together in another way.
And this that was the correct answer.
And, yeah. And by the way, this is coming from a guy who fundamentally understands waveform engineering. I mean, if this is the type of thing that helps you make those things in a way that you haven't been able to do it before, it must be the wave, especially if a guy like you is endorsing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a different way of looking at stuff. I still have other synthesizers. I have like a modular gear and whatever that I use in you know, other stuff, Korg Volkas and things like that. But
I'm,
you know,
sure
it's another way. It's another way of going at it, and it gives you something that you can't really get anywhere else.
I'm sure you'd love a wall of inputs and outputs, Moog style, whatever synth. But look what we've done with just a foot of table space.
Caller exactly. on line six.
Unbelievable. Caller, what's your...
A pocketful.
Yeah, a pocketful. Exactly. Yeah. He fit it in his pocket. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Stella. What's going on?
Yo, Stella, the one Stella Steez. How are you doing?
Yes.
Would you like to say to the Gunwash listeners?
Wait, what? I didn't catch one where you said.
Oh, great. Perfect. I think it's time for music.
Yeah. Well, we are here on Gunwash, and of course, the one Paul Rothman has joined us in playing some extremely rare and home-engineered sound waves for us, and of course, there's more to come. In the meantime, we will go to Spliffington for Stella Steezy, who is calling in. Any shout-outs you'd like to make, please make them now. And we will be back in just a few minutes. Gunwash.com.
Hello, my name is Andrew WK, and you're partying right here hard on Gunwash. We'll be right back.
What up? Yo. You there? Okay, so it's time for the Mondo segment, and we've got a special theme song for Mondo.
Yeah, because I hate the last one.
Excited!
All right, so here it comes.
Oh! Happy birthday. Hey, Jack, happy birthday. Yo, I love you. Hey,
joyeux anniversaire, asshole.
Armando said I love you. I love it, I wanna do it right now, wanna do it, I wanna sing, I wanna go, I wanna dance, I wanna do it.
That was nice.
That was quite embarrassing because that was like Jack's birthday, which I had a great, wonderful time at. And I was so smoked out. And then I was like, you know what it was? He made everyone take off their shoes. Right,
yeah. Odetta did that. That wasn't my idea.
He lives with a woman now, so yeah.
So like the floor is really slippery. So yeah. You know when the floor is really slippery, you just feel like this vibe that you just want to like sing. And
man, that was the best. That was the best birthday song.
Sounds
I've ever
like
had
a good time.
I didn't even know anyone was listening. To be honest,
yeah, I was recording. Come on,
the whole night.
The whole night. I got a 7-hour recording. Yeah.
Oh wow! Lots Damn, so of I wish I got to like get on the playlist or get on the mic more.
That was it right there.
But that was, you know, you're saving the best for last.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we have this guest here, Paul, who I'm fascinated with this, you know, with the sound modules, because I want to keep playing with this, and maybe I can, like, touch it.
Here. So we got
that wingspan.
We got a... Let me turn the mixer on again.
Oh, it's off. Bummer.
All right, here we go. So this sound, I added a random module, so it's going to be randomly playing different notes. So let's give that a whirl.
One quick question really fast before you turn that on. Do you think, you know how you say you could program, you know, robots to, you know, do whatever?
Do your bidding.
Do you think you can do, can you program robots to do bidding? So it's like kind of meta in a sense?
I don't know if I follow.
So like, you know how you're self-awareness. You could program something to program other stuff?
That's deep. I don't know.
You think something like that could happen in the future? Like,
yes. In the future, totally. Artificial intelligence. We'll have robots programming robots. It'll be a crazy nightmare.
Oh! Yeah, baby!
So,
when I hear that sound, I go crazy.
It kind of sounds like a computer in the 1960s.
Flash Gordon, put more sounds around me and make the sci-fi sounds come much, much fire. And make some neon lights blink quickly.
You want to jump on that, Armando?
All right.
Here, wait. Try this one.
Sounds saturated.
Your head sounds saturated.
Hi, I'm Reggie Watts, and you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Hey, that's right. Our pal Reggie Watts.
Yeah.
Friend of Little Bits. He did some really cool stuff with the synth kit. Back one.
We're excited to get him to sit in on Gunwash, but yet we have not seen him.
Hi, I'm Reggie Watts.
Mondo, you sweating?
I'm sweating because, like, the future kind of makes me nervous.
Yeah, don't.
Hi, Reggie Watts.
So the future makes me wonder what... You're a pretty young guy, so, like, what will you be doing with this in, like, 10 years? Or 15? Or maybe, like, 9?
Oh,
I don't know about 9, but maybe like in 7.5, you know, we'll be able to like design all kinds of crazy electronic devices with it. You know, like you'll be able to make phone calls. You'll be able to make phone calls from your little bits.
Interesting, and maybe you couldn't even stuff that won't have to be plugged into the wall.
No, it'll just run on good vibes.
Yeah, it'll run on
and
vibes.
And no batteries, right? Yeah. I see, this is stuff like.
Yeah, we're still on batteries now. We're on 19th century technology still.
Yeah, but you know, coming up soon, Paul, I can electricity these things with my mind.
Electricity will be your best friend.
No. We're talking about beyond electric. We're talking
about tomorrow.
My brain makes the vibrations sound.
What bugs me out is that this is connected to your laptop, so you can like actually record. What's going on?
So could we do that now? No. If I wanted like my voice to be part of this.
Yeah, we have a microphone module. I didn't bring it with me, but we have a microphone module. You want to make your voice sound all trippy, filter it, delay it.
I like delays.
We have the power.
You have So much power. Jack! Jack!
Yeah, Jack!
What?
I think we want to just hear a little bit more soundscape before I ask questions to Paul, because when we have him here with this big smorgasbord of connections, we should hear sounds.
What do you think we're doing? That's
all
what
right,
we're doing.
All right, fine.
I'm looking up dub sirens with Spliffington over here.
Yo, no. can Spliffington play with this? Does he know how to do this?
Janet Diane Moria Swerdlow.
And you're listening to Gunwash.
Francoise Fleurier's Pinot de Charente vinegars.
Wow. Paul, I have to say, listen.
Yeah.
We're receiving a dub plate from you. I mean, this is original music.
It's live.
Yeah, and you know...
That just happened, everybody.
It just happened.
I'm blown away.
All over the radio.
Not even in, like, in some situations we might have to put disclaimers and blah, 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 blah. But look at what we just received. An unbelievable symphony and smorgasbord of square waves and oscillating tones in our ears. By one guy, no boards, just some knobs.
I think the tones did all the cursing for us.
Yeah, exactly. No need to say fuck. They said it. Well, listen. So
that was really nice.
That was like a true full performance, and we had a couple of them.
Yeah, that's going on the next live compilation.
And believe right. that is true. And I don't want to. And before we run out of time, because we're getting close, I want to make sure the listeners understand that Paul Rothman, you are a musician and a designer, but you do believe in little bits. You work for them, and you research and develop for them, and you do believe that they are that it is something good.
Yeah, no, I've been at this for a while. For over 3 years, we've been working on this stuff.
Okay.
And, yeah, absolutely. It's come a long way, and it's really fun and exciting to be a part of it. And you know, we're just trying to get more people into electronics and get their hands on, you know, stuff that they can build and kind of catch the bug. You know, before I was doing this, I was designing and building my own electronic gear, and you know, I got into electronics through music, you know, in high school, and you know, playing guitar and trying to think of like, oh, what kind of cool sounds could I make if I started to build my own pedals. And that's kind of how it started. And then from pedals, it went to synthesizers and, you know, getting into all that stuff and building my own gear. And, you know, now it's really awesome to be, you know, building gear for other people that they can enjoy and, you know, pick up a kit and go home and play and really, you know, explore the sounds.
Do you have a message besides pick up a kit and go? Do you have a message for those young makers who are putting circuits together and maybe even soldering or maybe just playing keys and echoing them? Or do you have a message for those kids who want to learn about making sounds more complex?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you don't have to start with a synth kit. You can start with anything. You can buy, you know, I don't know, an Atari Punk console kit or all kinds of stuff that's out there. There's an awesome, you know, I learned most of what I know from the internet.
Right. Well, you know, just many like of us did,
that's how you got into this, both the internet.
Yeah, I mean, like, just hearing awesome bands doing cool stuff, and then just, like...
I saw a guy with this, like, something similar to this, connected to his guitar, playing with this on a subway.
I mean, I would imagine that's part of... I mean, I would imagine Little Bits is amenable to that. I mean, I imagine you could plug it into your guitar if you wanted to.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I seen it, and I was blown away, too. I gave him a quarter.
A quarter?
Well, if I had a $5 bill or a quarter, what are you gonna do? Like, fuck it.
Quarter.
Yeah. What does the future look like? And you don't have to tell me like classified information.
Yeah. Didn't Armando just ask that, dude?
What?
Well, are we talking about like just the future in general? We're talking about like artificial intelligence,
you know,
and
robots and stuff, or the future
of Little Bit?
Well, Jack's right. He kind of did.
Well, I will say this.
I want to ask this.
We don't have a super super finalized launch date yet, but the MIDI and the USB and the CV and the bleep drum modules, those will be out in the next couple of months. So hopefully anybody who has a synth kit, they can pick that stuff up and connect it to all their other gear. And if you don't have one yet, well, then that's even more stuff for you to do with it. So,
and where can we find more of the stuff?
Well, you can find the synth kit and all the other stuff that we have at littlebits.cc.
Mm. I like that.
That's
like
two CCs. That's Creative Commons. It's open source. So like all the files, if you're a DIY person and you want to like tinker and hack, all of the circuit board designs, all the schematic files for all this stuff is up on our, it's linked on our website. So if you want to like, you don't want to buy a kit, you want to build these circuits yourself, go at it. Like all the information's up online. We want to encourage people to like go in there and hack and tinker. And like, I know I benefited from having like open source stuff out there, you know, building other people's circuits and learning from it and all that stuff. So we're just trying to give back. To that spirit doing by doing the same thing.
And so it's not only is it products that are easy to use, but it is from bottom to top DIY in spirit, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Like everything. Like if you can hack it, hack it.
Do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Show me what I could. Show me what I didn't know with my thing that I made.
Yeah.
Hack my shit.
You remind me of a movie I saw a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, the FBI hired hackers to.
Yeah, that's you, Paul. You're the guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Synth hackers.
Hey, we got to get drops.
We got to get drops. Speaking of which, so you know, you obviously have done a drop before.
Voice villains.
We do a voice villain drop.
What? All right, you're going to have to fill me in. I'm.
All you do is say, hey, I'm blah, 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 and I do blah, 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 and I'm listening to Gunwash. And all that's right. It.
Make sure to say blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, make blah, sure you blah, say blah, 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 blah for sure.
Don't do that.
And you have people do this while they're on the radio.
Every single guest that comes on does a drop.
I always figured this was like stuff that did, like people, you know, when you're like listening to the radio and it's like David Lee Roth and...
It's like, Roth, I'm here on 92.3 K-Rock coming at... Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
You're literally doing
that's
that.
The idea,
okay.
You know?
you're Van Halen.
I'll see if I can live
so
up
like this. Right.
Sammy hey, I
Hagar.
Love it. You listen to Gunwash. We've had a great time.
Like that. All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready. Hey, this is Paul Rothman from Little Bits, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Perfect on the first try. Well, Paul,
now make the little bits do a drop.
Yeah. Oh shit! All right.
Yeah, make the little bits a drop real quick because those special sons come out
so grungy.
Unbelievable.
That's a great drop.
Extended drop.
Wow, that was unbelievable. Paul, I have to say, we are so thankful to have you here, and we hope to have you back soon, and we will certainly you're going to keep our listeners updated with Little Bits, not only Little Bits progression, but the progression of you and your music. And I got to tell you, I can't be happier. I mean, it's been a great show.
Thank you so much.
I hope you come back soon.
It's been an honor and a privilege.
And absolutely. And the privilege is all on this side of the table.
High five.
And if you want to hear us, you know you can hear us every Thursday at 9 p.m. on gunwash.com. We're proud broadcasters of the Heritage Radio Network.org. Donate. That's how we keep these programs going. We will be back next week for the Aaron birthday episode.
Go NYU Music Tech. Yay!
And Spivington, please pull up music and I'll see you next week, buddy boy.
Hurry home.
This is your Masters of the Universe read-along book. Every time you hear this chime, it means it's time to turn the page in your storybook. Now, if you are ready, we will start the story... Caverns of Havir. Don't forget to turn the page every time you hear the chime. The great castle Greyskull loomed on the horizon, seeming to grin. Locked within the fortress since the time of the elders were the mystical secrets of ages past. Legend foretold that whoever controlled Greyskull's halls would gain mastery over all the forces of the universe. As dawn broke, He-Man, powerful foe of the forces of evil, raced across the plains of Eternia astride the mighty Battle Cat. For the moment at least, the strife-torn planet seemed almost peaceful. So He-Man seized the time to give the fighting tiger a vigorous workout.
What's this?
Cried He-Man.
Why are you stopping?
He-Man spied a well then, not far from the castle wall.
Battle Cat wants a drink, does he?
Said He-Man.
Just like any spoiled kitten. Perhaps I will trade you for a Wind Raider.
Battle Cat growled a pitiful growl.
Oh, very well.
Laughed He-Man, and he drew up a bucket of water.
What is this I hear?
As Battle Cat drank, strange sounds emerged from the well.
Warriors in combat? We shall soon see.
At the bottom of the well, He-Man found a rushing stream. Beyond the stream was a passage, low and dark.
Caverns!
Exclaimed He-Man.
Once, I heard it whispered that there were caves under Castle Grayskull. Caves so deep that a man might be lost in them forever. The tale is true.
He-Man started toward the tunnel. Suddenly, a monstrous shape rose from the water behind him. It was Merman, the dreaded sea lord. He tried to drag He-Man under the surface of the stream.
Back, you monster!
Shouted He-Man, knowing even as he spoke that the evil Skeletor could not be far away. But the foul sea demon clung fast. He-Man was too close to swing his power sword, but he managed to free one arm, which he brought down on Merman's head. Merman fell into the stream, stunned. The current caught him and carried him away. He-Man raced into the black and beckoning passageway. Somewhere in the caverns ahead, there was a battle going on. Moments later, He-Man found himself entering a huge underground chamber. In that chamber, He-Man saw his arch-enemy Skeletor, Lord of Destruction. He was battling the warrior maiden Teela, who had seen him steal into the well and followed him into the caverns.
He-Man, thank heaven you're here!
Teela cried.
Skeletor plans to enter Castle Grayskull through this cavern.
But as He-Man started forward, Skeletor's dreadful ally, Beast-Man, leaped at him from above.
You'll not stop me this day, Beast-Man!
Beast-Man reeled backward toward a deep pit in the floor of the cave. He teetered there for a moment, and then fell. He-Man snatched his sword from the dust where it had fallen and found himself face to face with Skeletor.
Once again, you interfere with my plans, He-Man. This time, I will put an end to your meddling forever.
The very ground shook as the swords of power clashed in battle. While He-Man and Skeletor faced off in their struggle, Trapjaw, Skeletor's henchman, took Teela by surprise. But the warrior maiden was well trained, and Skeletor's servant found that he had a fight on his hands. Soon, however, Trapjaw regained the advantage. He seized Teela and swung around to face He-Man.
Yield, He-Man!
He threatened as his steel arm tightened around her body.
Release her!
Boomed a voice from the mouth of the tunnel. Trapjaw turned to find Man-at-Arms approaching, swinging his mace. An instant later, Stratos, the winged warrior, soared into the cavern. With split-second timing, he lifted Teela out of harm's way. He-Man returned to the fight. He charged at Skeletor. As he swung the power sword, however, the fiendish Lord of Destruction vanished. A green mist hung where he had stood. There seemed no end to his magic powers.
We are safe for now, my friends,
said He-Man.
Thanks to you, Skeletor has fled. He has no stomach for even fights. Still, we must make sure no one ever tries to enter Castle Grayskull this way again.
He-Man's sword flashed out. Again and again he struck at the stone formation from the cavern. There was a rumbling from above. The earth trembled as the walls began to cave in. Masters of the universe fled down the dark passageway to the well. Behind them, the caverns echoed and with rocks and dirt. The underground passage to Castle Grayskull was gone now. Sealed forever. Battle Cat was waiting at the top of the well.
You are a faithful animal,
said He-Man.
Waiting patiently all this time.
A clever animal, you mean,
said Man-at-Arms.
It was he who found us in the forest. When we saw him alone, we were afraid for him. He led us here.
So,
said He-Man,
a live cat is a better steed than a machine. He may need water, but there is much he can do that a machine cannot.
At this, Battle Cat gave a great rumbling purr. Then the warriors parted.
We've not seen the last of Skeletor,
said He-Man, knowing the Lord of Destruction would strike again.
We'll be ready for him,
replied Teela, as a strange quiet fell over the plains of Eternia.